Good morning. It's Monday, February 18th, 2013, and Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's on this morning's front page. Obama sees long line for citizenship. The president seeks to boost study of human brain and court to hear challenge to Voting Rights Act. In today's national headlines, some gays are forced to choose love or country. Marines look to tough course for insight on women. And study says certain television fare can ease youth aggression. In today's financial headlines, Obama faces risks in decision on oil pipeline. Inquiry into China film trade unnerves Hollywood. And Fast and Furious, a second-class Hollywood citizen, is a superstar online. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Now, from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story is titled, Obama Sees Long Line for Citizenship. Reported by Michael Shear and Julia Preston. A plan by President Obama for an overhaul of the immigration system would put illegal immigrants on a path to citizenship that could begin after about 8 years and would require them to go to the back of the line behind illegal applicants, according to a draft of the legislation the White House has circulated within the administration. The White House on Wednesday sent copies of the draft to officials and government agencies that deal with immigration and border security, including the Departments of State, Commerce, Homeland Security, Justice, and Health and Human Services, said an administration official who agreed to discuss the details only on the condition of anonymity. The draft plan says none of the 11 million illegal immigrants currently in the country would be granted permanent residence status and given a document known as a green card until the earlier of two dates, either 8 years after the bill is enacted or 30 days after visas have been given to everyone who applied legally. The plan under consideration includes a shortened path to citizenship for young illegal immigrants who came to the United States as children. In many cases, those young people could apply for green cards as soon as 2 years after the law was passed. After receiving a green card, immigrants generally become eligible to become naturalized citizens after 5 years. The disclosure of the document by USA Today on Saturday set off political recrimination Sunday about Obama's promise to allow bipartisan congressional talks to take precedence. In the face of the Republican criticism of Obama's plan, the White House insisted that no decision had been made and that nothing had changed. Officials reasserted their support for the delicate negotiations underway on Capitol Hill. Dennis McDonough, the president's top White House aide, said Sunday Obama remained committed to staying on the sidelines while Republican and Democratic senators try to hammer out an immigration deal by the spring. In his first appearances on Sunday talk shows as chief of staff, McDonough said draft legislation was being readied only as a backup. "We've not proposed anything to Capitol Hill yet," he said on ABC's This Week. "We're just going to be ready." His comments came after Republicans quickly condemned the reports of a new administration plan, calling it dead on arrival. Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican from Florida, issued a statement late Saturday calling Obama's reported legislation half-baked and seriously flawed. Rubio has been among the Republicans pushing for an overhaul of immigration. "Rubio says it's dead on arrival if proposed," McDonough said. "Well, let's make sure that it doesn't have to be proposed." The back and forth was a blunt reminder that Obama remains a polarizing figure as the two parties seek common ground on an issue that has defied resolution for more than two decades.